Cinematic Sound on www.cinematicsound.net. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Cinematic Sound, right here on cinematicsound.net. This is the show dedicated to the music of film, television, and video games. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On today's program, we're going to be doing a La La Land Records roundup. It has been a long time since we'd featured music from this fantastic record label on this show. And we have been receiving all of their releases since the inception of their label, which actually began with music from the first piece you heard off of today's show, Zulu Dawn by Elmer Bernstein. We played that fantastic, ferocious, tribal chase music from Bernstein's fantastic score, recorded with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. That was their very first score album released 9 years ago. And we have featured La La Land Records releases over the years, and they have been fantastic to this program. We have every one of their albums in our library. And it has been almost 2 years since we have done a La La Land Records show specifically to them. And this is going to be something that here at Cinematic Sound we're going to be doing regularly, not just with La La Land Records, but we're going to be featuring and highlighting other film music record labels here on the program, such as Entrada Records. We're going to be doing the top 10 film score monthly releases once their 250th and last release is announced, which is coming shortly. We owe Mikael Carlson a movie score media program. We'll be looking at some of Verez Saraband Records' CD club releases, old and new. So we're going to be featuring record labels throughout the year. But we're going to start with La La Land Records, who have been, as I said, fantastic. They're friends of the show. And what we're going to present for you on today's program is a three-hour program, which I actually wrote a few months ago. And this is before The Robe and Hook and Star Trek The Motion Picture were announced. So we're going to present this show, and then in maybe a week or so, we're going to present a fourth part, which we're going to feature some of La La Land Records' most recent CD releases. So I hope you don't mind that and waiting a little longer to get some of those other fantastic albums presented here on the program. However, in saying that, we have a whole slew of albums that we're going to present for you on today's program, including Solaris by Cliff Martinez, First Night by Jerry Goldsmith, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World by Ernest Gold, Breakdown by Basil Poledouris. We're going to be playing music from the early version of that score. That's a really interesting release, and I wish we could play more here on the program from that score, since Poledouris pretty much wrote three separate scores for that one film. We'll also be listening to The Golden Child, featuring both John Barry's rejected score and Michel Colombier's score, which was eventually used in the film. We'll hear a selection from Jerry Goldsmith's Sleeping with the Enemy, as well as his score from Forever Young. We'll hear music from James Horner's Commando, John Williams' 1941, Die Hard by Michael Kamen, A Walk in the Clouds by Maurice Jarre, Batman Forever by Elliot Goldenthal, 55 Days of Peking by Dmitri Tiomkin, and Planet of the Apes by Danny Elfman. So we have a lot of music to play for you on the program today. And as I said, we have a special fourth part with La La Land's most recent releases coming up in a little while. We're going to open up today's program with music from one of the greatest discoveries from La La Land Records, an absolute fantastic score to a film I'm pretty sure most of us haven't seen, never heard of, from quite an obscure composer who, I guess around the same time, was starting to become a regular name in the film score community. When he scored this Single Man, and he also just recently worked on W.E. with Madonna. But it's this score, called Copernicus Star, in 2009, that put Abel Korzhanovsky's name on the map. This is a 2009 animated feature film produced in Poland by the Animated Film Studio. Now, Korzhanovsky crafted a wonderful, rich score full of magic and charm for this film based on the 16th century astronomer Nicholas Copernicus. The score has big themes, rich orchestrations, and beautiful choral passages. And even if Abel Korzhanovsky is a new name to you, I highly recommend you pick up this album. It is a brilliant way to start today's La La Land Records Roundup. This is Copernicus Star by Abel Korzhanovsky. Thank you. Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to the 2009 animated feature called Copernicus Star, as I said, produced in Poland. It's not too many people have seen this film. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't even think the people at La La Land Records have seen the film as well. The score was composed by the fantastic young upcoming composer who I hope will become a big name in Hollywood, Abel Korzeniowski. And if you are unfamiliar with his work, I highly recommend you pick up A Single Man, take a listen to Battle for Terra, which is available on Korzeniowski's website, as well as his music from his most recent score to Madonna's W.E. We have to take a quick break, but when we return, we'll come back and listen to music from Jerry Goldsmith's fantastic old-school style score to First Night. But first, we'll have a listen to a very lengthy, atmospheric, textured, ambient, beautiful score to the Steven Soderbergh-directed film Solaris, with music composed by Cliff Martinez. We'll have that for you right after the break.
From Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, this is Cinematic Sound.
Thank you.
That was a track called High Energy Proton Accelerator from Cliff Martinez's 2002 score to the Steven Soderbergh-directed film Solaris, available on La La Land Records. Welcome back to the program as we're featuring music released exclusively through La La Land Records here on our La La Land Records Roundup. And we are now going to present music from one of Jerry Goldsmith's best 1990 scores. It was released in 1995 called First Night, starring Sean Connery, Richard Gere, Julia Ormond, and directed by Jerry Zucker. This is, as I said, one of the maestro's finest scores. It was released in, at the time of the film's release, from Epic Soundtracks on a 40-minute release. I think that was around the time. And it featured pretty much the major highlights from the score, although it was missing one theme in particular, and that was the rousing, heroic, swashbuckling theme for Lancelot. It was nowhere to be found on the original soundtrack recording. So when it came time to re-release the score in its complete form, La La Land Records gave everybody every last note written for this film score. It was expanded by more than a full hour, including additional alternate tracks. And for the fans of the original 1995 soundtrack release, it's also presented on this lavish 2-CD set, which was mastered by the original recording engineer Bruce Botnick from his own first-generation digital masters straight from the mixing board. As I said, this is a big, huge, old-school score composed by Jerry Goldsmith, and one of those rare latter Goldsmith scores that featured no electronics. Here is First Night, composed and conducted by Jerry Goldsmith. Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to First Night. Original score composed and conducted by Jerry Goldsmith. We have to take another break, but when we return, we will listen to music from Basil Poledouris' early alternate score to a fantastic 1997 thriller called Breakdown. But when we come back, we will hear two selections from Ernest Gold's It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, released in 1963. We'll feature for you the overture and the main title when we return.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
Thank you.
Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, a 1963 comedy classic directed by Stanley Kramer. La La Land Records has released this score on a special 2-CD set featuring Ernest Gold's exciting music, and we played for you the overture in stereo and the main title. Welcome back to our tribute to La La Land Records. And to end this hour, we're going to feature music from a very special 3-CD set featuring music from the late Basil Poledouris and the 1997 hit thriller Breakdown, starring Kurt Russell, Kathleen Quinlan, and J.T. Walsh, and was directed by Jonathan Mostow. You might remember him from such films as U-571 and the third Terminator film. Now, Basil Poledouris, who's best known for Conan the Barbarian, The Hunt for Red October, and Starship Troopers, among others, wrote an effective suspense thriller score that, for the very first time, can be heard in all its varied incarnations. Now, on disc one, what you're going to hear is the final revised film score, while on disc two, you get the early alternate film score, and then disc three contains additional alternate treatments to score that was already written and rewritten. Also, on top of everything Basil Poledouris wrote and did for this film, additional music was provided by Richard Marvin, Eric Colvin, Steve Foreman, and Judd Miller. This was just an absolute mess musically, and I'm surprised that anything coherent came out of it. Even if you're not a huge fan of this score, pick this album up, if only for the wonderful in-depth liner notes by Jeff Bond, as he takes the reader through Breakdown's complicated and fascinating scoring process. Now, the final revised score is very much in tune with other 90s-styled thriller scores. You get orchestra with electronics, and Poledouris combines those two elements perfectly in his music, and I always thought that he combined orchestra and electronics very, very well in his scores, not just to Breakdown, but to stuff like RoboCop, Hunt for Red October, and so on. What Poledouris wrote was an intelligent score featuring a few big climactic action cues throughout for good measure. And now what we're going to play for you, as I said, is music from Poledouris's alternate early score. We're going to have for you the main titles and then a lengthy track that plays for almost 13 minutes called Truck Ramming in the Freezer, Deke Freeze, and Car Chase. This is music by Basil Poledouris from the 1997 film Breakdown.
We'll be right back.